Mthakwana Ngatane, EWN reporter, you are not a politician. You are tracking down on what's happening at the State Capture Commission. Zola Tsotsi, the former Eskom board chair, is on the stand. A lot of focus has been on the agreement that Eskom signed with the Gupta-owned TNA on those TNA breakfast meetings. What is he telling us about that? What role did he play to authorize or to fight back on that 43 million rand contract?
For the record, I'm not a politician, Clement.
Yes,
yes, indeed. The commission ended its testimony with former chair or former board chair, Zola Tsotsi, earlier this morning. And the issue was whether the board had acted correctly in not suspending a contract that had been signed earlier with the Gupta-owned TNA breakfast, and that the former public protector, Tulima Donsela, had said should be suspended while she investigates, because there were allegations that the sponsorship deal had been awarded irregularly. Now, earlier, Tsotsi had said, only yesterday, really, he claimed ignorance of this whole matter. However, today he then admits to Commission Chair, Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo, when he says to him, we're talking about 43 million.
Yeah.
Couldn't you, as the board, have ensured that, first of all, management had done its work in ensuring that it is a profitable agreement for the company before you decided to go ahead with it or to continue with it? And eventually he admits, yes, indeed, they could have done differently. But obviously, this is different from what he said yesterday.
All right. EWN reporter, Thakana Ngatane, really appreciate your time.